بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear viewers ورحمة الله وبركاته. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام. In this series, we are exploring the life, the legacy, and the character of one of the most prominent figures in the movement of Al-Imam Al-Husayn عليه السلام. That is to say, Sayyida Zainab, salamullahi alayha, a woman who was renowned for her patience, her knowledge, her eloquence, her faith, and most importantly, her service to Allah Ta'ala, to Islam, and to the Imam. Sayyida Zainab, salamullahi alayha, was in the latter part of her life when calamity struck the Muslim Ummah and Yazid ascended to the throne. When Yazid took the caliphate, this marked an immense danger to the Ummah. Islam itself was under threat. And yet, very few Muslims dared to raise their voices against this threat that Yazid posed. One of the very few people who dared to stand against Yazid was none other than Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam, who in that year undertook his fateful movement and his final journey towards Karbala, which would end in his martyrdom and the martyrdom of his companions and of his family, but which would leave a lasting impact on the Ummah and indeed the history of humankind. When Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam left the sacred land, when he left the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, he spoke with his brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, and his brother was very concerned for him, and he advised him that, "Oh my brother, I fear that if you leave this sacred land now, that you may not return, that this may be the last time I will see you, and after that you will be no more on this earth." And the Imam alayhi salam said back, "Yes, you are correct. And this is the will has willed to see us martyred." Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya accepted that. But then he looked at those who the Imam alayhi salam was taking with him. He saw he not only has his sons, his male relatives, his companions, he saw also there were women, there were children, even young children, even his infant son. And he said, "If you know that you are going to be killed, then why are you taking these women with you? Why are you taking these children with you?" And the Imam replied, alayhi salam, "Sha'allahu an yarahunna sabaya," that Allah Ta'ala has willed to see them taken captive. This may not have made sense to some people in that time as they watched Abu Abdullah alayhi salam leave on this last journey. It may not have made sense to people why he was bringing these women and these children with him. But for us today, the reason is obvious. The wisdom behind this is obvious, because we know that Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, became the voice of Karbala. She became the voice of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam after he left this world, after he became a shaheed. And were it not for Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, and the other survivors of the tragedy in Karbala, then it is possible that there would have been no one to bring the message of Al-Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam to the world, that there would have been no one to tell the world about what had happened in Karbala, to tell the truth about the reality behind Yazid and the danger he and the Umayyads faced to Islam. And thus, we all know that the role of Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, was immensely significant in this movement. And indeed, it was the will of Allah Ta'ala that she be brought with them, even though it meant she had to undergo so much suffering and so much hardship. When Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, went on this journey with the Imam alayhi salam, she was, as we mentioned, in the latter phase of her life. She was 55 years old. And one can say that everything she had done beforehand, everything that she had become, everything that had happened to her, had in one way or another prepared her to take on this divine responsibility. and this very heavy responsibility that perhaps if we took simply any person and put them in the place of Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, they might not have been able to fulfill that role. But through her life, through her upbringing, through her experiences, through her time spent with the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and that her father was none other than Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, her mother none other than Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alaiha, through that she was able to gain the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to bear this heavy burden. So, who was Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, before this tragedy in Karbala? Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, was born in the fifth year after the Hijrah. That is to say, she was born in the fifth year after the Holy Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, migrated from the holy city of Mecca to the holy city of Medina to establish the first Islamic community, to establish the first Islamic state. That was in the fifth year of the Hijrah when she was born into that new growing Muslim community. And yet, not even a century later, Islam itself would be under threat. When Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, was born, neither her father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, nor her mother, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayhi alayha, was willing to precede the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in naming her. And so, because they were shy to give this girl a name before seeking permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, they took this girl to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They said, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this daughter, but we would not precede you, Ya Rasulullah, in giving her a name. What did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi say? He said, and this of course is the akhlaq and the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, I in turn would not precede Allah Ta'ala in granting this girl a name. And then the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came down and revealed that this girl should be named Zainab. A tremendous honor to have her name coming directly from Allah Ta'ala. And indeed, this is a pointer to the great spiritual status, the spiritual position of Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her. Her faith, her character, her purity of intentions. And as is said, it reached the point that she became known as having the lesser infallibility, al-ismat al-sughra. Thus, she was named Zainab. Some sources say that Zainab is the name of a flower that grows in the desert, which is a nice name. Other sources suggest that perhaps this was just a conjunction of the two words Zain and Ab, Zainab meaning adornment of her father. Of course, who could adorn Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful? This is the man for whom the caliphate did not adorn him. You know, as he says in one of his speeches, alayhi salam, in Najl al-Balagha, that there were certain people who put on the caliphate as if it were a garment in order to adorn themselves. However, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, did not adorn himself with power or with rule. Instead, he was the one who adorned the caliphate. So how is it that anyone could be the adornment of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam? And yet when we look at Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, we do see that she was the mirror image of her father in many ways, in faith, in eloquence, in patience, in steadfastness, in dedication to Allah Ta'ala and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So perhaps she truly was one who could adorn her father alayhi salam. Many times we refer to Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, by names such as the Mountain of Patience, Jabal al-Sabr, or the Mother of Misfortunes, meaning the one who has misfortunes, Umm al-Masa'ib. And these names, of course, trace back to the experiences and the misfortunes she had to undergo very early in her life. So the point that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he held this baby girl in his arms for the first time, he too began to shed tears because he knew what misfortunes she would undergo. And yet we know that Allah Ta'ala has said, it's related in our hadith, it's related that Allah has decreed that he will give the greatest trials to people in accordance with their faith. So he will give the greatest trials to the prophets, to the anbiya. And after that, he will give the greatest trials to the awsiya, to the awliya. And then after that, to the believers, to the mu'mineen, based on their level of faith. So when trials come to us, just as they came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, just as they came to Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, we have to ask ourselves, how will we respond? Will we respond by growing in faith, having more trust in Allah Ta'ala, and understanding that these trials are a way for us to understand that everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, everything belongs to Him, and we are to serve Him? Or will it lead us away from faith? And we know how Sayyidah Zainab salamullahi alayha responded in these cases. In the next episode, we will begin by looking at some of these tragedies that Sayyidah Zainab, peace be upon her, experienced in her life before the great tragedy that befell her and Abu Abdullah alayhi salam in Karbala. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.